Demand for energy around the globe is coming back after it fell during the pandemic. The International Energy Agency said yesterday that electricity demand is set to outpace growth in renewable energy this year. Also worth noting, the growing use of coal is threatening efforts to reach net zero carbon emissions in 2050. Why don't we bring in Robin Farzad? He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, welcome back.
Peter, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. So the IEA said global electricity demand is going to jump by 5% this year and then next year by 4%, which actually doesn't seem like a lot, especially after it fell during the pandemic. But how do you read into this?
It doesn't seem like a lot when global demand fell by just 1% in pandemic 2020. As economies develop, China, for example, it's lifted a record number of people out of poverty over a few decades. Consumers demand cars, washing machines, air conditioners. There's petroleum overwhelmingly for transport, and then there's power generation. Renewables such as solar, wind, they've made enormous strides over 10 years, but not nearly enough, as you see in this report, to keep up with demand growth in a way that will curtail carbon emissions. We're not just supposed to keep what we have now. We need to put a serious dent into the trajectory.
So why is the use of coal going up?
Natural gas is the less carbon-intensive industry standard here and in Europe. But in developing economies, coal, I mean, this is the rock that drove the Industrial Revolution. It's still the choice of least resistance and lowest cost for power generation. It's resilient. It's a plentiful commodity, cheap if you don't consider the many side effects. So the IEA expects coal-fired electricity generation to rise by almost 5% this year and another 3% next year, after having declined by 4% last year. We thought we were starting a terminal decline, but worryingly, it might have just been a head fake.
Some steps forward, some back. And despite the progress that the globe has had converting to clean energy, experts are saying that we are now not on pace to reach net zero emissions by 2050. How far behind are we?
To begin with, the report notes you have to stage three quarters of emissions reductions between 2020 and 2025 in the power sector, where emissions must decline by 4.5% per year on average, led by coal-fired electricity generation falling by more than 6% a year. The trajectory is alarming because this report, as you noted, it said that coal-fired electricity generation is on track to reach an all-time high by next year.
Well, Europe is trying here. Earlier this week, the EU announced that it had this sweeping new plan to cut emissions by 55% over the next decade or so. What's the plan for getting there?
I think the big pillars include making at least 39% of all energy renewable by the end of the decade, to build out a robust carbon market for buildings and for road transportation, and to eliminate gasoline vehicles by the year 2035.
And just, you know, briefly, did what we heard from the IEA, does that throw a wrench into Europe's plan?
You know, I think if anything, it ups the bar for the U.S., China, and the developing world. I mean, Europe is world-leadingly ambitious. Soon these efforts are going to be less about austerity and self-deprivation and more about being at the cutting edge of technology and efficiency. You know, Peter, I keep coming back to Tesla. It's driving a revolutionary shift away from the internal combustion engine, not so much because it's nice and green like an old Geo Metro, but because it's the industry standard for how to build a smart car. And legacy automakers don't want to become the BlackBerry to its iPhone. So you're going to see similar competition in construction, agriculture, everything that involves carbon intensity.
Robin Farzad, thank you so much.
My pleasure.